Hare Krishna. So Goloka Premadhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. So this Maha Mantra that we're all singing here, this is imported from the spiritual world. So the Bhagavad Gita, which is the ancient scripture of India, has taught that we are actually not these material physical bodies. We have some medical students here. Maybe they can help us out. How long does it take our bodies to replace all of its material, all the cells, all the... Do you know? I know skin cells are 2 weeks, but the entire body, everything is replaced within. Within a period of 7 years, pretty much everything has been replaced. So, in this life, if you're older than 7 years old, you have already reincarnated. Your carne has been replaced, but the person who is witnessing everything remains the same. But there is maya, there is an illusion that causes the eternal spiritual being, the soul, that dwells within the body, to identify with the body as the self. So that eternal spiritual being misconceives himself as being Gujarati, or being Chinese, or being Caucasian, or being an American, or being a Texan. He has this misconception. He thinks that he is the vehicle rather than the driver. So Goloka Premadhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. This mantra, it is like an alarm clock. Now when you're sleeping, what do you use to wake up? Use alarm? Yes. So the alarm is the sound that's coming from outside your dream world. You may be, riding on a pink unicorn or something. Or you're the lord of the... whatever kind of different dreams we may have. They can be so silly, but in the dream we don't realize how silly they are. So we may be living in that dream, but the alarm sound reminds us of our other reality that we have to go back to. That there's some other reality that we have to, maybe it is go to school, don't be late for your class, or you have a test. Or maybe it is to go to work, or maybe it is to wake up the kids, or maybe it is to make breakfast. But that alarm wakes you out of the dream reality and brings you back to the awake reality. So swapna drastur ivanjasha, both the dream and both the awake time are dreaming. This world, although it is real, our connection to it is unreal. This is not our home. And thus we are all dreaming in illusion, identifying this material body and all of its connections to be our own. But we've had billions and trillions of mothers and fathers. We have billions and trillions spouses and brothers and sisters over many, many lifetimes. We've had billions and trillions of businesses, billions and trillions of houses. But now we think, this is my house, this is my family, this is my car, this is my money. But none of that we can keep. So this mantra, it is like an alarm clock, and it brings us out of this conception and reawakens the soul's original identity. Nasate vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sata. So those things that are outside of this world, those things that are spiritual, have a different quality. So one does not necessarily even need to be believe in this mantra. Just have a little, give it a little try. And one will see that unlike material things, which quickly become old and stale, like there may be many movies in the theater, they have some flavor in the beginning, but it's like a piece of chewing gum. You chew on it and the flavor goes away. It doesn't get better. It gets more and more diminished. It has the law of diminishing returns, or it means that the movie, the all the different entertaining things, they all quickly lose their interest. How many of you read the newspaper 10 times? Do you read the same newspaper 10 times? But Bhagavad Gita, we can read 100 times. I think I've read Bhagavad Gita about 100 times. And every time I learn something new, that is something transcendental. It doesn't become stale, it becomes enriched with more flavor. So this mantra, you can test out on your own. You can go home and chant it. And you'll find that the flavor is constantly increasing. Anandam Bhulivarna. So we have a short song. Maybe someone could put the words up for everyone to see. This is a prayer to a special incarnation of Krishna known as Narasimha. How many of you have seen the movie The Lion King? Raise your hand. Have you seen that movie? Who has seen Lion King? What's the guy's name? What's the main character's name? Simba. So what does Simba mean? Well, let me tell you what the word Simha means. Singha is the ancient Sanskrit word, which means lion and also means king. If you ever met somebody from the Sikh tradition, you can put it up there, right there. Somebody from the Sikh tradition, usually their last names end with Singh, which means king. It's a tradition of Kshatriyas, of royal character. You have a place called Singapore. Have you heard of Singapore? Yeah. That is the place of lions. There used to be a lot of mountain lions there. And they speak Sinhalese, lion language. So there's a special incarnation who's not a Singh. He is half man, half lion. Special incarnation of Krishna who comes to protect his devotee. He is the ultimate superhero. So he is Lion Man, which is better than Spider-Man, Aquaman, Superman, Iron Man, all together combined. Actually, how many of you heard of the story of Sita and Ram? Raise your hand. You don't know? Raise your hand. So Ram fought whom? Ravan. And Ravan, he was warned, he said, if you want to fight with Ram, then you should try to lift this mountain. Now Ravan had no problem. It was a mountain made out of gold. Now, Ravan was such a powerful being, he could easily lift mountains. With his many arms, great might. But he couldn't lift this one mountain. He was so frustrated. So he asked, what is this mountain? And he said, the answer was given, this mountain is the Abhushanam, the earring of Hiranyakashipu, whom Lord Vishnu, who is Ram, had killed in his previous incarnation of Narsingha, Narsingadev. Namaste Narasimhaya. Words are right up there. Prahlada Lada. Hiranyakashipu Vakshaha. Hiranyakashipu Vakshaha. Shilatankana Kalaye. Shilatankana Kalaye. Itonishing ho paratonishing ho. Yato yato yami tato nishing ho. Bahe nishing ho, he daye nishing ha. Nishingam adin sharanam rapadye. Tavakara kamalavare nakamaduta shingam. Dale ta Hiranyakashipu Tanabringa Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Tabakara Kamalavare Nakaman. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanabhinga Keshavadrita Rahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Jai Jagadisha Hare. Nishingadev Bhagavan ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki, Shishi Radha Kalachanji ki, Gaura Paramanande Hari Hari Bo. So this form of Nishingadev, he is the original CPS avatar. You know CPS? Child Protection Services? So yeah, there's a boy, a 5-year-old boy, who was being abused by his father. His father could not stand that his son was a Vaishnava. He was a devotee of God. And the father became so upset that he tried to kill the son in many different ways. But this son was such a pure saint that he had received the full mercy and protection of the Supreme Lord. And thus, in all situations, he was protected. Yare Krishna, mare ke, mare Krishna, yare ke. If Krishna wants to protect you, no one can kill you. And if God wants to kill you, no one can save you. And that was illustrated by the pastime. Because this father was ultimately killed by Krishna in his form of Narasimha, but he had achieved so many boons. He had the benediction that he could not be killed in the daytime, the nighttime. He had the benediction that he could not be killed by any weapons. He had the benediction that he could not be killed on the land or in the sky or in the sea. He had the benediction that he could not be killed by any man or any beast or any god. He had the benediction that he could not be killed by mantra or tantra. He had the benediction that he could not be killed by anything living nor dead. He had the benediction that he could not be killed by any weapon. Thus, still, the Lord destroyed him, keeping those benedictions intact. He was not killed in the daytime or nighttime. It was dusk. He was not killed inside or outside. I didn't even mention that one. It was in the doorway. He was not killed on the land or on the sky or on the sea. He put him on his lap. He was not killed by any weapon. He used his naka, shingam, this... There's a verse there. Shila tanka nakala. He pierced the stone hard chest with his naka, his nails. He had the benediction that he was not killed by anything living nor dead, because the nails can neither be said to be living nor dead. He was not killed by a devata, nor was he killed by a man or a beast, but something he could not even conceive. In this way, he upheld all the benedictions. So you can fool one person, maybe all the time. You can fool everyone, maybe some of the time. But you can't fool everyone all the time. And Krishna, you can never fool. So this is Krishna's coming to protect his devotee. And the most dear thing we want to protect is our love and devotion, or the actual goal of spiritual life is to develop love and devotion for God, so we can get that protection, keep that protected, and we can pray for that. Shri Nishingade Bhagavan Aki, Prahlad Maharaj Aki, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.